So many players, so many agendas, so much history. That sums up Atlanta's West Side, the impoverished communities located across Northside Drive from the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the Georgia Dome. A myriad of people are seizing an opportunity for lasting revitalization in these neighborhoods. Everyone from billionaires like Arthur Blank and Dan Cathy to grassroots leaders planning community gardens. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed and top business leaders have established the Westside Future Fund to serve as a community quarterback, says Chairman Richard Dugas, CEO of Pulte Homes. The fund is raising $4.5 million for operating support through 2018, a period that would extend the organization into the next mayoral administration. And it is providing a neutral ground for everyone to coordinate. These communities have been let down over and over again in the past, and Dugas has asked for patience. It could take 20 to 30 years to revitalize the area. Dugas says his top priorities are engaging the community and preserving the historic integrity of the West Side. Also, a socially responsible investment fund is in the works that could be used to acquire blighted properties and make other physical improvements. Jeff Sprecher, CEO of Intercontinental Exchange, has pledged $5 million as soon as the legal issues are worked out. And Dugas believes that Sprecher's investment will be the first of many. Stakes are high as the spotlight shines bright on the West Side. Let's hope the West Side Future Fund becomes a model of success rather than another case study in unrealized dreams.